WYSO went on the air 60 years ago, and we're listening back to audio from our collection. Here's WYSO General Manager Nina Ellis.
On September 15, 1963, white supremacists bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. 22 people were injured and 4 little girls were killed. This act of terror 55 years ago was a turning point in the civil rights movement, and communities across the country held memorial services to honor the dead and galvanize their commitments to racial equality. 1 week after the bombing, a somber march was held in Yellow Springs. WYSO reporter Bruce Havens was there.
The marchers passed down the main street of town through the business district and then headed down a residential side street. The mile-long march terminated at the Yellow Springs Municipal Building. Leaders counted 432 Yellow Springs residents in the line of march. Included were local ministers, corporation executives, and village officials. At the Village Municipal Building, a memorial service was held for the 4 Negro children killed in the Birmingham, Alabama church bombing. After the invocation was delivered by Reverend Franklin Holt, Walter Anderson, professor of music at Antioch College, led the marchers in singing.
Climbing Jacob's ladder, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldier.
Former Antioch College professor Walter Anderson, along with villagers in Yellow Springs, as they held a memorial service for the 4 children killed in the Birmingham church bombing. I'm WYSO General Manager Nina Ellis.